Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And just a reminder, you heard it a moment ago, but I want to make sure to make it clear again. This is a live call-in show. A lot of times radio programs are recorded in advance, and that doesn't give you an opportunity to interact. This one is absolutely live, and we await your call and commentary or questions about any of the subjects covered today. I think we're going to cover a lot of ground, too. 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. At any point, if you have a comment or a question, call in and let's have you interface and talk with Dr. Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. And let me introduce for you the first time or reintroduce Dr. Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
You're always such a ray of sunshine when you come in. I poke my head in the little green room, we call it, where you're waiting to go on to the show. And you always have a smile and a good morning. How was your week? I don't know how you stay so bubbly and happy all the time.
Oh, because life is fantastic.
That's a good attitude.
There's so many wonderful things to learn and do and see. Mm-hmm. In fact, I am very happy to announce that I'm going to this incredible conference in Miami Beach, and it's called ISET, the International Society of Endovascular Therapy.
All right. And, I'm not sure what that's a mouthful. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay. Vascular, the blood vessels, the arteries, and also about veins, too, they talk about. Remember, arteries are what takes the blood to your tissues. And when those arteries get clogged up, like in the carotids, would feed your brain, they can fix that. Or when the arteries expand and get too big, an aneurysm, they can fix that.
Okay.
And this is a conference that was started. We had a guest here, Dr. Melvin Katzen, who is of Southwest Florida Regional Imaging. His brother, Dr. Barry Katzen, is a world-famous endovascular therapist, and he started this conference, and it's so incredible. There's doctors from all over the world. They have screens, four screens, where they have live interventions on patients, where you see how they put stents, like in the carotid arteries or in the legs. So this is an incredible conference.
Very good learning experience. And it sounds like, and we've gotten to know this about Dr. Triana, you're the kind of person, you don't want to ever stop learning stuff, do you?
No. I love to learn. I love to read. I wish there was more hours in the day.
Yes. Don't we all, though?
But I'm really excited about this conference because they are trying to fix the problem. And we at the Triana Prevention Center are trying to help patients prevent that problem, vascular disease. But if you do have the problem, there is a whole new array of technology to help patients. So, but my goal is to try to get to a time where hopefully there will be no more vascular disease, no heart attacks, and we can live healthier and happier longer, more good years.
If it were an ideal, perfect world, the convention you're talking about would no longer exist because people would take care of it and prevent it in advance.
Right.
Seeing as we are not all on that exact same page, this does exist. But the Triana Prevention Center, I think is worth repeating, there's a focus there on trying to keep you from needing to have these sometimes very invasive and difficult procedures by simply modifying lifestyle changes throughout your whole life.
Lifestyle, we also, you know, medication. But what we do is we assess a patient's risk and we personalize the care to each and every individual patient. You know, we're not a carbon copy. Each one of us is different.
There's no handout that says, you know, take this at this time and eat this at this time. It's different for everybody.
Yes. And that's what makes it so interesting for me as a physician. And I love to interact with people. So to me, it's great. So the other thing I was going to announce that. Uh-huh. And I wanted to announce that now we're going to be web streaming the program.
It's available from this point on at WCCFAM.com. If you look at the top of the page, you'll see it says Listen Live. And you can listen on your computer anywhere in the country, not just locally. But I know some folks locally aren't near a radio, but they are near a computer. It's a great resource.
That is a wonderful, wonderful resource. And I'm very excited to get the word out to all my friends across the country that I have met when I go to all these conferences. Mm-hmm. And I tell my patients, I love learning and going to conferences because I want to be on the cutting edge to be able to help my patients. Everything I learn is to benefit my patients.
I don't know if the doctor was going to bring this up or not. She says on the cutting edge. She's not only on the cutting edge of today's medical news, but also on the cutting edge of entertainment, because this the doctor you referred to before, Dr. Yeah. Barry Katzen, and the center that he founded in Miami, that's where you had a recent fundraiser featuring none other than Celine Dion, which was a really pretty amazing experience, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. She was, what a talent. And she did a fundraiser for the Baptist Vascular Cardiac Institute, mm-hmm. Cardiac and Vascular Institute, because Dr. Barry Katzen saved her husband's life. And this, they did a video, and he thanked Dr. Katzen in front of 3,000 people.
Yeah, this is not violating HIPAA laws or anything
because
it's public knowledge.
It's public knowledge, and so in her gratitude, she gave this fundraiser for the Institute.
That's amazing.
And at the, I don't know if anybody knows, the Jackie Gleason Theater.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to see Jackie Gleason
sure.
on TV.
Sure. That's a legendary theater. Absolutely.
And it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she sang with her whole orchestra, and she donated her time and everything, mm-hmm. which... everyone was just blown away. It was so beautiful.
Do you have any idea how much a star the size of Celine Dion charges for a one-night appearance normally? So that's a huge donation on her part of time and effort.
Over $1 million.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And everybody was so happy. Mm-hmm. And then when she brought out Dr. Katzen on the stage, Dr. Barry Katzen, and thanked him, it was so moving. It's so beautiful. There's nothing to express the thanks that when a patient says thank you for helping me, it's the most wonderful feeling.
I would imagine. I can't feel it because I've never had it happen, but that's got to be beautiful.
But it is. It's very beautiful. So this was just incredible. She sang, you know, she has a show in Las Vegas.
Yes, she does.
And
a very elaborate one, too.
Oh, yes. She had videos and also of her and her kids, and she sang a song in French that was so romantic and so beautiful.
Is it
If You Go Away?
Mm.
Anyways, it was just an incredible. So I'm very happy to say that I go to a lot of conferences, and I'll be speaking about the conferences and also other things that I do in my life. For example, I go to Tallahassee, and I'm Doctor of the Day for the House of Representatives.
That's right. We haven't heard about that in a while.
But we'll talk about that. So in future times.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I have a really great topic I want to talk about. But I did want to tell you, Todd, that I heard you on your program speaking about Twinkies.
It's amazing how many people will come up to me and say, I heard you say something or other. And that was one of the stories of the week, that the Hostess company that manufactures Twinkies and other things going out of business or filing for Chapter 11 anyway. And I mentioned something about, yes, they're good, but they've got saturated fat in them. And at the time I said it, I thought in my mind, I'm leaving out trans fats. I hope Dr. Triana isn't listening, but you were.
Yes, and remember, trans fats, we had a whole program, and we'll talk about that again. But trans fats, the problem with them is that not only do they raise your lousy cholesterol.
LDL.
Your LDL, but they lower your good cholesterol.
They work
the
both
HDL.
Ends, yeah.
And remember, the HDL is important to clean up your arteries and dump cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem with the trans fats.
And that they exist in all of those tasty, I admit, treats, but you have to keep in mind what you're actually putting in your mouth and in your body.
Right. That's what you just have to know. But anyways, and you know, in some states, they're actually going to ban trans fats.
In New York, for example, I know restaurants can't use them, and it's getting stricter all the time.
And they're also going to pass a law in New York, I read, where they're going to, anybody who has a restaurant has to put the calories per serving.
Mm.
And I think they're doing that now in California. Okay. So people know what they're eating.
Yeah, that'll be eye-opening for a lot of people, won't it?
Yes, and they're having a lot of promotions about portion and size, which we have spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, the health department in New York is putting out PSAs on what is a portion.
Hmm.
And why supersizing is not good for you. But
if anybody, by the way, is a transplanted New Yorker, or you've visited New York and you've experienced going into a restaurant and dealing with, we don't have trans fats or anything like that, love to get your take on that and your observations at 888-441-1580 or 206-1580. There are multiple ways you can join this conversation today.
That's right. So one of the things that caught my eye in the news is there was a talk about, you know, in I'm a family physician, and I look at the person as a total being. And not only do I look at the patient for their physical health, their mental health, how is that, but also their sexual health. And I think that's a very important part. And we did do a program, and we talked about ED and cholesterol.
Yes, we did. I remember, which are directly attributable to vascular conditions.
Yes, very much so. But there's other things that can cause ED, but that is a major red flag, is when a man has ED, erectile dysfunction, we need to investigate and make sure that he doesn't have vascular disease.
Is that the first place, just out of curiosity, you go when a man reports that as a problem, do you start with the vascular? Because like you say, it could be multiple reasons.
Right. Well, no, you look at the whole thing. One okay. of the things can also be medications.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Erectile dysfunction will affect, so that's very, very important to look at. Well, some medicines will interfere with the function, and also in women, because in women, some medications also will decrease the patient's interest in sex, the libido,
mm-hmm.
and those medicines can be, for example, anti-anxiety medications, antidepressants. So I wanted to start off first with speaking about one of the biggest things that women in menopause or perimenopause complain is of discomfort with sex, which is because they develop the decrease of estrogen in the body causes dryness,
mm-hmm.
vaginal dryness,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I wanted to speak about, that yes, you can have sex after the age of 50, after the age of 80.
I was just going to actually mention that.
After the age of 90.
I don't know if you saw, there was a study that came out of Great Britain about elderly patients in nursing homes and the amount of sex that they do have. And it's an astonishing, not just amount, but the amount of satisfaction that they have, even past 80.
Well, we're humans. Everyone likes to be loved and nurtured mm-hmm. and cared for, and that is part of our human makeup.
Sure.
So one of the things that at the prevention center, we take care of patients who have women who are in menopause. We do bioidentical hormone replacement therapy if it's appropriate for that patient.
Mm-hmm.
We check their hormone levels. And I always recommend, there's a wonderful book I recommend to my patients. It's called Outliving Your Ovaries.
Oh, my.
It's a great
it's a heavy
book.
Subject title,
yes.
Anyway.
Outliving Your Ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And the author is Dr. Marina Johnson, which when I went to Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, I met her and she spoke at the conference that I went to.
See how plugged in Dr. Triana is? I love it.
I mean, she was amazing. And I think every woman who is even thinking of going through menopause, who we all are, needs to read this book. But also it's very good for women in general to learn about hormones.
Okay.
It's a great book. And so based on that and all the research that's going on, we personalize the hormone replacement to each individual patient. Now, if a patient can't take hormones, if they do have vaginal dryness, there's other remedies, such as topical estrogen, creams or tablets. And also, we encourage women, there's a lot of over-the-counter products that they can use for lubrication.
You mentioned hormone replacement therapy, and I can remember a time when that was fairly controversial. Has that largely died down now?
No, it is there is controversy to it. But again, we're going back to, you can't make a recipe for everybody. You have to individualize the treatment and the care to each person.
So for some women, it may be entirely appropriate.
Yes. So that's why we and by the way, in my practice, if you come as a patient, I do consultation not only for menopause, but, you know, general family medicine, and also being a lipidologist, I do consultations for lipids. But when you come to my practice, you see me. I am the only physician there who is there, and I and my staff. So we really, really get to know you as a person.
There's something comforting about the sound of that. I think a lot of people would agree. Phone lines are open 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And in some cases, ladies in particular, the subject of menopause, that can be a little bit delicate to discuss or uncomfortable. But if anybody wants to ask questions or offer comments or relate experiences, we'd love to hear from you at 206-1580.
The other thing that's very important is that women can do special exercises to increase their satisfaction with sex. And those are called Kegel exercises.
Okay.
And they employ the muscles, the muscles that are in the pelvic floor. And patients, we also go over that with them. That can help them.
Mm-hmm.
So this, for women, there is the important thing in a relationship is that we tell our patients, you need to speak to your partner. Speak to them. You know, as we get older, things change. Our bodies change. As we get older, sometimes we have a lot of stresses in our life.
That can really impact it.
And a lot of couples don't take the time to make what I call a, quote, date night. They need to have the open lines of communication. And also, a lot of times, as we get older, both men and women have to start to develop a poor self-esteem about their bodies, which that needs to be improved. So that the person can feel more comfortable with their partner.
Let's talk about that for a second, because that is a fairly substantial problem. There's hardly a magazine rack in the store that doesn't have an article about that. What can you at the Triana Prevention Center do to help a patient with a self-esteem issue? I mean, that's not necessarily a medical thing.
Well, the whole thing is, what is it that's causing the self-esteem problem?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen movie stars who are absolutely gorgeous and they think they're ugly.
You hear that all the time. Absolutely.
They said Marilyn Monroe didn't think she was that pretty.
She didn't. A legendary quote.
She was
from
gorgeous.
Her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so part of it is, retraining your brain. And if they need psychological counseling, we can refer them for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, one of the things that really helps people with self-esteem is exercise.
Okay.
If you get your body moving, you feel good about yourself, and also prioritizing your looks and how you feel, how you dress. I always think it's so wonderful when I see a patient who's 80 years old with her makeup on, her jewelry, she's dressed perfectly well, you know, nothing expensive, but put together.
Sure, yeah. And I don't want to offend anybody of any age, but my wife is famous for this. We'll be out at dinner somewhere and she'll point out somebody to me and she'll say, you see that older woman right there? I hope when I'm that age, I look like she's got on a wonderful outfit. She's got her hair all done. She's got her makeup on. She looks wonderful and lovely, and more power to her.
It's so, and on younger women too. Some women, mm-hmm. you know, you have to take an interest. I tell my patients, take an interest. You get your hair done, you put on makeup. Makeup is fun.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know personally, but I understand.
No, you know, I always tell my patients, I'm a girly girl.
I'm married to one. I understand.
So, you know, these things are important for self-esteem. And also, making an environment for the couple is important. I have a lot of younger patients who are in their 30s. They say their libido is shot. They don't mm-hmm. have any interest in sex.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is they don't make a special time. They don't make their environment a place that's conducive mm-hmm. for having a romantic relationship.
Mm. True.
You know, if you have kids screaming and coming in the middle of the night or in your room, or you don't have a quiet, beautiful place,
mm-hmm.
then that also affects your relationship.
Somebody once gave me an excellent piece of advice that sort of sounds along these same lines. And that is also because, frankly, the bedroom is where a lot of this activity typically happens. You're talking about having a special place that's calm, relaxing, non-threatening. If you, everybody has fights and arguments, but if you fight and argue in your bedroom, you are fighting and arguing in the center of your relationship's passion.
Right.
And it really does take its toll.
That should be a quiet, beautiful place.
Sanctuary.
A sanctuary. Now, the thing is this. How does this relate to vascular health? Because we are human beings, and vascular health and your mental health and your sexual health is all related. For example, and sleep. Do people who don't get enough sleep are not going to have very good sexual health?
Mm-hmm.
Also, sleep is associated with a higher incidence, if you don't get enough rest, in patients gaining weight and also in vascular disease. So that also is very important. Your body needs time to restore itself.
Okay.
It's very important. And one of the things, we got a caller.
Yeah, we'll pick up right on that sentence in a moment. Let's go to our caller first. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller. Oh, I apologize. I think they might have given up, or perhaps they were a little afraid or shy at the last minute. Please try again if you'd like to talk to us, 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Go right ahead.
Okay. So anyways, as we were saying, this is important for your total well-being,
mm-hmm.
your sexual health, your sleep, your stress, your mental health, your physical health. So we're all interconnected. And that's why I wanted to talk about and say, yes, over the age of 50, you can. And over the age of 60 and 70 and 80,
mm-hmm.
you can have a sexual health, a sexual life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing we didn't speak about, we did speak about men with erectile dysfunction. We know there's medications that can help. You've heard about that?
Oh, sure.
The Cialis, the Viagra,
the TV commercials are on every 5 minutes.
Right. But there's also special pumps. There's implants that men can get to help them with their sexual function. The point is, I am trying to open up the communication that patients can say to their doctor, look, I have a question about this. I have a problem. You should be able to speak to your doctor be open and frank, whether that person is a male physician
mm-hmm.
or a female physician, whether you're a male or you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is to open up and say, I would like to talk to you about this problem or this issue. What is it I can do?
You know, I find and this is just anecdotal. I have no research to back this up. But in my experience, women are a lot better and have an easier time with that than men do. Women will go in and talk to, for example, their gynecologist about very personal issues. Men keep it very close to the vest. We don't want to talk about it with anybody, even doctors.
Well, that's
Let's go ahead and take our next caller. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
I would just like to reiterate Dr. Triana's point about the importance of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have become or entered into my 60s, and my husband has undergone some treatment for prostate cancer, and I've talked to a lot of other friends who are my age or close to my age and a little older. Their husbands are being treated for cardiac issues, high blood pressure problems, and they're all taking medication. And I think our common complaint at this age and point in our life is we're just kind of being left out of the loop with our husbands and their treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And communication is difficult. But you're right, women will always talk to other women.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that we need to help our husbands bring to the doctor, I think.
That's a very good point and a very understanding point. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and that is a very good point. But I think the communication, as you said, has to also start within the couple and say, look, I love you, I desire you, and what can we do to make this better? And not faulting anybody. You say it with love, caller.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the first step, and then bringing it to their doctor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am,
for calling. So I think that's very, very important. The communication within the couple is important. And as the caller said, to bring it up and to know that these medicines or surgeries can affect the function. And there is remedies.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a hopeless thing. There is remedy to reignite and reinitiate
mm-hmm.
the sexual life.
We only have a couple of minutes left in the program, but I wonder how often you've had somebody in their, say, 50s, 60s, 70s, for example, come into you, and if you talk about their sex life, they say things like, oh, well, that part of my life is over now. I don't worry about that anymore. That was when I was younger. It's not for me now. That seems almost like a shame, doesn't it?
Actually, I do have patients who will. And they'll say that, oh, my husband can't. I said, well, there's so many ways of showing intimate love to another human being.
Very true.
And so, therefore, I encourage them because it's that intimacy that brings the couple together.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot forget about that ever. If you're a couple, I mean, if you're just, you know, if you want to have your relationship continue to grow, that's very important.
Most certainly.
And as I was saying, there is remedies. There's specific remedies for women and for men. There's medications for men. There's implants. There's also medicines that they can put in, injectables that will help them. All this is very important. And you should not just say, as I tell my patients, don't put your head in the sand and bury your head and say, I don't want to know about this. And I don't want to look into it. And, you know, a lot of people do that about a lot of things, not just sexual health.
That's very true. It comes down to a very basic concept. There are all kinds of remedies available, but you will not be able to benefit from any of them if you don't open your mouth and start talking to a professional about it, like Dr. Triana at the Triana Prevention Center. Give us the information about your office, please.
Okay, my office is at 3155 Harbor Boulevard. And my phone number is 941-625-1990. And I am accepting new patients, both for family medicine and also for consultations for hormone replacement and for clinical lipidologists. And I'm very excited. I'm going to speak about the conference that I'm going to this weekend when I see you all next Friday.
Very exciting. Thank you so much again for being here. Don't forget to follow along and listen at WCCFAM.com on Future Fridays, as you may now listen anywhere in the world, conveniently right there.
And you can audio previous programs on my website,
which
TrianaPreventionCenter.com. T-R-I-A-N-A, PreventionCenter.com.
Get caught up, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, and stay healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you.